As the debate rages in Lee's Summit, residents of Waldo are also talking about the possibility of a Walmart neighborhood market moving in. That's Walmart's version of a grocery store, not a big supercenter. This would be at the site of an old school building, which closed back in 2001. I went down there last week to check it out. Bingham Junior High School is a low-slung, yellow brick building. Some of the windows are boarded up and there's graffiti on the walls. The front of the building faces a residential block, but it backs up onto the trolley track trail and Mornell, right across from a Goodyear tire center. The school district began a real push to sell or lease old schools when it closed about 30 of them a couple of years ago. The district's repurposing team asked community members what they wanted to see happen to the Bingham School property, and most agreed that a commercial use would be okay. In fact, the community seemed on board with a recent proposal for a henhouse grocery store in that spot until the proposal fell through. Angie Lyles is a business owner and on the board of the Tower Homes Association in Waldo.
I drive by there almost every single day because I live very close to that property. So every time I drive by, there's lots of kids, families out. You know, it seems like that the fields are used quite a bit.
Like a lot of other residents, Lyles admits she wasn't paying much attention to the repurposing process of the Bingham School until Walmart came along.
The way I see it, it was the catalyst. And I can almost thank Walmart for that because it really got people to thinking about what they wanted to see in that space, where before they were just seeing the blight, the empty building, and the eyesore. And so there are many people who are in support of the store because they really want to get rid of that eyesore. They don't want that anymore. They don't want the blighted building. They want something to be done. They're tired of waiting. And I can understand that. However, over the course of going against Walmart, a lot of other people have come forward with the same feelings. And they actually have resources, they know how to get financing, and they see a community use for that property just as much as I did. So it's almost like we all kind of got fired up.
Lyles started a Facebook group, Waldonians Against Walmart, which now has more than 1,500 members. Incidentally, she says she had to misspell Walmart with two L's because you can't start a Facebook group with the name Walmart in the title. Lyle says she doesn't like Walmart's business practices. Others are concerned about how the store will compete with local businesses, or that it would bring a lot of traffic to a spot that's more residential. Other residents see that spot as commercial already and would welcome Walmart's low prices on groceries.
Revisions have continued to be made to the proposal based on the feedback that we've received from the business community and the neighborhood associations.
Shannon Jacks runs the repurposing department of the Kansas City School District. She says Walmart has agreed to limit its hours and contribute to the community improvement district. Jacks says if there seems to be some community agreement on the proposal, it will go to the school board for a vote, and then the city council will need to rezone that plot of land.